This is the brief on church partnership in missionary sending. So, missionary attrition is a massive headache, right? Well, data from 18 mission agencies and over 2,400 respondents shows the solution is already sitting in the pews. We just need to move the local church from a passive reference provider to the primary sender. First, we really have to address parachurch drift. You see, a lot of agencies have accidentally replaced the local church, basically treating it like a glorified ATM. This ignores the biblical Acts 13 model, and the consequences are totally real. Missionaries sent without deep church roots face way higher isolation and lower retention rates on the field. Second, let's talk about the magic question. High-performing mobilizers ask candidates one incredibly effective thing. What feedback have you gotten from your pastor? If a candidate hasn't spoken to their pastor or is kind of hiding their plans, well, that's a massive red flag for future accountability issues. Finally, let's look at practical tools. Top agencies are fixing this by formalizing the bond. Tools like partnership agreements, specifically at East-West Ministries, clearly define everyone's roles. They're also actively bringing church leaders into pre-field training rather than keeping all that prep locked inside an agency silo. So here's the bottom line. Genuine church partnership, where the church sends and the agency facilitates, is literally the number one predictor of whether a missionary stays on the field or comes home early. Agencies absolutely must stop substituting for the church and start facilitating its mission.